This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Every human by nature is searching for a positive story. More so today in a world where despondency has gripped, plagued and rocked us. Positive energy is what we all need. And if anybody can give a story of hope, be it someone who's ill and recovers, or a youngster who unfortunately had deviated and he rehabilitated himself, or anything that gives off positive. And that's my message today. There is hope. There is hope. So here's a quick reflection for someone who is ill and unwell, and may Allah grant shifa and cure to one and all. There is a verse in the Quran in the 18th juz in Surah Mu'minun, which is the 23rd chapter of the Quran, the concluding verses of this chapter, verse 115 to 118. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. So it's a verse of the 18th juz of the Quran, 23rd chapter, concluding verses, verse 115 to 118. In essence, Imam Baghawi rahimahullah has made mention of a narration, and this is recorded in Qurtubi, and that is where I've read it, on the strength of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that he went to visit someone who was unwell, and with him was the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu came to the ill person and whispered something in his ears, and lo and behold, he was instantly cured. Now, every ill, unwell person is hoping, wishing, praying for that day to get up, and may Allah miraculously grant complete shifa to one and all. And so the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, "What prayer did you read?" And he said, "I read the concluding verses of Surah Mu'minun." أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ إِلَى آخِرِ السُّورَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured the person. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I swear by Allah in whose control is my life, if these verses are read by a believer with conviction, then even a mountain will move." So my brother, my sister, if you are unwell, continue making dua. And we read this dua and ask Allah to cure anyone and everyone across the ummah who is ill. Likewise, at times, parents are going through a challenging moment with youth that have succumbed to substance abuse. Unfortunately, they are involved in certain evil, vice, crimes, and sometimes it's just getting darker and the tunnel is getting longer and the thunder is getting louder and the lightning is getting more intense. There is a narration in Surah Mu'min. The first was Surah Mu'minun. This is Surah Mu'min in the 24th juz of the Quran. The opening verses in Ibn Kathir, there is a tale about a person during the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, that there was a young man, Dhu Ba'sin. He was strong, he was robust, he was muscular. He would attend the gatherings of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And one day Umar observed that he is not present. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu inquired about the well-being of this young man, and they said, "Well, sad to say, unfortunately, he's got a habit of drinking. He has succumbed to alcoholism, so that has kept him back." So Umar radiallahu anhu then wrote these opening verses of Surah Mu'min on a note. فَإِنِّي أَحْمَدُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ ذِي الطَّوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. I praise before you the Allah, Ghafiri Dham, who forgives sins, Qabili Tawb, who accepts repentance, Shadidil Iqab, who is severe in his punishment. Dhit Tawl has been translated in different ways. One translation, Dhil Manni, one who is full of grace, boons, favors, and bounties. La ilaha illa hu, there is no deity but Allah. Ilayhil Masir, to him is the return. He then entrusted this note to someone and he said, "Go and give it to the person." So this person left with the note, and in it was the verse of the Quran of Surah Mu'min, and he said to those that were present in the gathering, "Ud'u Allah ta'ala li akhikum." Now pray to Allah that Allah turns the heart of your brother from vice to virtue. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الرَّجُلَ كِتَابُ عُمَرُ When the note of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu fell in the lap of this man, he read it and he started tearing. يَقْرَأُهُ وَيُرَدِّدُهُ Back and forth. And he said, حَذَّرَنِي عُقُوبَةَ وَوَعَدَنِي أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي O Umar, I salute you. I salute you. You selected a verse in which there's hope and there is an alert. There is hope in the pardon of Allah, and yet I have been cautioned from the punishment of Allah. ثُمَّ نَزَعَ فَأَحْسَنَ النَّزْعَ And then he abandoned a life of sin and he became one of the most reformed youth of Medina. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخًا لَكُمْ زَلَّ زَلَّةً فَسَدِّدُوهُ وَوَثِّقُوهُ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْهِ When you see that your brother has slipped and deviated, then guide him, encourage him, motivate him, and do not be the ally of the devil against him. So there is hope. My brother, my sister, you might have rebellious children, and may Allah make it easy, and we make a prayer for one and all. And yet there is another verse in the Quran, and again, this inspires me, and my message today is nothing but hope. Hope, positive energy, positive energy. There is hope, there is hope. لا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. That is the lot of those that do not believe. So in the 20th chapter of the Quran in Surah Taha, where Allah speaks in great detail about the tale of Sayyidina Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, in that particular tale, there is an incident when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had dropped his staff. He had dropped his staff, and the magicians who were masters in the field of black magic, sorcery, witchcraft, had understood it. نَحْنُ أَسَاتِذَةُ الْفَنِّ وَأَئِمَّتُهَا They were leaders in this regard, and they realized that this wasn't black magic. This was divine. This was divine. So no sooner they observe that Musa dropping his staff, it swallowed whatever magic they had displayed. Their magic was no more than an optical illusion. An optical illusion, as the Quran said, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ They came in their numbers, they dropped their staff. It appeared to the people, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ It appeared to the people that this was snakes. But it was still staff and it was robes. But they played with the eyes of people, creating this optical illusion and deception. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam dropped his staff, فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفْ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ The Quran said suddenly, instantly, it just started swallowing everything that the magicians had done. And when the magicians observed this, أُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ أُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ They were cast into prostration. Now understand these words. The Quran didn't say kharru sujjada, which means they fell into prostration. The Quran adopts an expression like somebody dropped them, meaning they were so convinced and compelled by the miraculous nature of the miracle of Sayyidina Musa that they had no choice. When somebody recites a beautiful Quran, verse of the Quran, then everybody just, screams out, Takbir or Allahu Akbar. But it's as though you were compelled and everybody at one time, the voice is synchronized and the entire masjid reverberates with Takbir. Why? Because the recitation was so profound and so melodious. أُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ They fell into prostration. Here's the story of hope, my brother, and here's the story of hope, my sister. You might be giving da'wah to someone, and you say, this person is arrogant, he's obstinate, he's an adversary, he's an opponent, he's hostile. Don't give up hope. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, says, كانوا في الصباح. These people in the morning, they were disbelievers, they were sahara, they were magicians, and they were opponents to the Prophet. And on the evening of that same morning, they were believers, they were sahaba in Musa alayhi salam, and they were martyrs. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. The mourning of these people started as disbelievers, as magicians, as opponents to the Prophet. And according to the narration of Ibn Kathir, that ulqiya saharatu sajideen, when they fell into prostration, ra'au manazilahum fil jannah, in that sujood, in that prostration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them their abodes in Jannah, showed them their abode in Jannah. And I leave you with this reflection that is mentioned in Bayanul Quran under this ayah. Fihi iqadhu sami'. In this ayah is a great alert for every person. Fihi iqadhu sami' ala altafillahi ta'ala, regarding the special bounty of Allah. في نقل من شاء من عباده من غاية الكفر والعناد إلى نهاية الإيمان والسداد. That the special grace, boon and favor of Allah can transform an individual from the abyss of destruction to the height of nobility. So don't despair. Allah can turn the life of any person positively at any time. In English, they say, don't give up hope. It might be the last key in the bunch that will open the door. May Allah bless you all.